So, have you ever bought a car and then you see the car everywhere? That's the part of the brain called the reticular activating system, and it determines what you pay attention to. When you make a new decision, you'll start to notice things that are in alignment with the new decision, that have always been there, but you were just filtering them out. The third extraordinary thing that happens when you make new decisions is that your new decision begins to manufacture synchronicity and coincidence in your life, in direct alignment with the decision that you've made. So I'll give you some examples. You decide money's easy to make, and all of a sudden you bring on a new unexpected client. You decide you don't have to do it all on your own, and all of a sudden someone shows up to help you out. You may decide you're worthy of great excess, and great excess starts to magically come your way. This really isn't magic. It's how the brain works in tandem with what we call the quantum reality. Now, I'm not the first person suggesting this. David Baer, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Lipton. It's the vibrational nature of reality because everything is energy. But it seems like magic, and we call it coincidence. So your decisions dictate your destiny. And if we can work together to help you give yourself permission to start making new decisions about the limiting beliefs you discover, everything will start changing pretty rapidly. Now, here's where most people get stuck in making new decisions. They think they need to know the how. They say, well, this sounds great, but don't I need to know how I'm going to find the man or woman of my dreams? Don't I need to know I'm going to attract incredible, trustworthy people? Don't I need to know how I'm going to make an extra $30,000, $40,000 a month income? And the answer is no, you don't need to know the how. And this is where most people get stuck. So here's what we've discovered. Your brain is a goal-achieving machine, and it operates off images. If you allow yourself to imagine, you create an image, and this is very powerful. And in a moment, I'll tell you why. If you think you need to know the how, however, and you don't know how, you won't spend any time creating the image or imagining. Can you see how this is true for you in your experience? If you don't know how, you won't spend much time imagining it, will you? Does this make sense? But here's what we've learned in 2009. Harvard did a study where they brought in some piano players. And as the piano players played the piano, these scientists studied which part of their brains lit up. When they had the piano players just imagine they were playing the piano. And what they found was that the identical parts of the brain were being activated in both sets of piano players, actually playing and imagining playing. And what we now understand from this study is that your brain does not know the difference between imagination and what's actually going on in your reality. So when you imagine or when you create the image of the outcome you want, your brain records it as if it's already happening. And it's that brain change that starts to give you the thoughts and ideas of the how. It starts to change your perception. It starts to create the coincidence, which unfolds the path of how you create whatever it is you want to create in your life. But all this comes from a willingness to make a new decision, even when you don't know the how. So having a powerful living experience is really being clear on the destiny you want to create, what it is you want to create in your business or create in your relationships or create in your life, and then making sure that the decisions you've made about life align with that outcome. The most important decisions to look at are your decisions about life, your decisions about money, your decisions about yourself, your decisions about your relationships, your decisions about business, because your decisions about life are what dictate your decisions to do things. So for an example, you can make a decision that you're going to generate an extra $50,000 a month in income. But if you've already decided that money is hard to make, it's going to be almost impossible for you to do that because the brain is a goal-achieving machine. And it operates off of your decisions because your decisions create images. So what we need to do is, when we've identified a limiting belief, which we now know is a decision that's not in alignment with the future we're trying to create, and that by nature does not feel good, right? We have an ability to respond, which in David Baer training, he likes to call it a response ability. I love that. And that's to make a new decision. We can give ourselves permission to make a new decision now that we know how we function as human beings, as powerful creators, and how the human being operating system works. And so, this is the process that we've designed, a very simple but very powerful tool that's called the Decision Matrix. This helps you look at any area of your life and identify where you're feeling stuck. It helps us identify where you've got a limiting belief and to create a powerful new decision. Here's how the Decision Matrix works. It has three steps. The first step is you identify the limiting belief. Now here it's important to really get the exact language that you hear in your head. Oftentimes it's helpful to go back to a specific instance, time, and reconnect with the thinking that was happening at that time. Let's say, for example, this is money's hard to make. Once we identify that limiting belief, money's hard to make, and we realize it's in conflict with the future we're trying to create, we give ourselves permission to make a new decision. And we make a new decision. And it's always some form of the opposite of the limiting belief. So in this instance, it might be something like, if the limiting belief is money's hard to make, the decision might be money flows to me and is abundant everywhere around me and for me. That could be the new empowering decision. The third step of the process is to then ask ourselves, what evidence do I have for the fact that this new decision is true? What evidence do I have for the fact that this new decision is true? And as long as it takes, we search for evidence, both in our own lives and in the lives of others. Because if it's possible for them, it's possible for us. It's possible for you. We continue to find evidence of the fact that the new decision is true, that money can flow to me in abundance from all directions, until we feel confident of our new decision, until we stack up so much evidence that the old decision no longer even feels true to us. Then what do? We go out in our day-to-day lives, we pay attention to when the old limiting belief pops up, and we remind ourselves of the new decision and all the evidence that has surfaced for it. David Baer and others call this neurosculpting, because you're literally shedding the old connections in the brain, in your brain, that represent the limiting beliefs. And you're building new connections that represent the new empowering beliefs. This is the way you change your brain. This is the way you get your brain to focus on the image of the future that you want. And this is actually the science behind creating powerfully in your life. Any questions? Oh yeah, one more thing. It's really important that you don't skip the part about finding evidence, because that's the piece that actually activates the parts of the brain that are aligned with the new decision, and it actually changes the way we think and perceive our lives. So often when we start this process, we get evidence, and when we start to get to the evidence, we can't really find anything at the beginning. But as long as you commit to it and you're patient with it, thoughts, ideas, memories, evidence, and experiences that you had forgotten will become reactivated, and you will use those as evidence of your new powerful decision.